Hello.
Oh, the bit we just did was way better than that.
I said, what did you rate the show out of today? But the system didn't record it. And Margo, before I finished saying out of 10, you yelled out.
Well, I was joking.
Did you think it was out of 100, though?
Well, I was going to say 100 out of 100.
It's 100 out of 10. 100%.
I think that's what I was thinking.
100 out of 10. And Margo,
stupid
Marto,
people that say 110%.
I was paying homage to the great movie. Now I've lost my mind. 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10.
Is it 2 out of 3 ain't bad?
Spinal Tap. This one goes to 11. This one goes to 11. Funny movie. You ever watch This is Spinal Tap?
It's amazing.
Do yourself a favour.
Who's in it?
No one famous. Oh. It's a mockumentary.
So you know
it's
The Office? The Office mockumentary. They're pretending to do a documentary. Spinal Tap started all of that.
Uh-huh.
It was the first one of its kind.
There was a heap of movies that...
Rock and roll!
We were talking about movies that make you cry. Yeah. I haven't seen The Green Mile.
You should.
I haven't seen Shawshank Redemption.
But do you like laughing sometimes?
I do like laughing.
Yeah, go,
yeah.
Track down Spinal Tap.
But Corey,
really
Corey hates watching funny movies with me because I'm an inside laugher. He's like, you're not laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm laughing on the inside.
You know how you look
I'm not
to
like
him,
a lol, lol,
if
lol.
If you know the movie, if he's supposed to be
laughing.
Crying, though,
yeah.
You know, on movies, sad movies, you look to him and make sure he's crying enough. He must look to you and see if you're
laughing enough. And I'm just like, that's funny.
Okay.
But I'm just like an inside laughing girl.
Yeah, righto.
Rob Reiner. Spinal
Rob Reiner.
He directed it and he's in it, Rob Reiner.
Is he the one that's in all the Adam Sandler movies?
No, you're thinking...
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider is a carrot.
Did you say steak? No, I said mistake.
You can do it.
All right. No one knows what we're talking about.
James from Mitchelton knows what we're talking about. It's Money Week here on Triple M, and he's got a tip to save some money. Save money on toilet paper by using the Work Dunny. Get paid to...
Crap at work. Got to get paid to poop. Do you ever steal toilet paper from work?
During
I wonder,
COVID,
James.
During COVID, you would have, when it wasn't anywhere.
University, it was on for young and old.
Do you know I never had an issue getting toilet paper during COVID? Never. Not
me
once.
Neither.
I didn't stockpile. No. I didn't go out of my way to buy extra. I didn't ever
have... Do you think it actually happened? Or did they
reach for the shelf and there was none there. I never, ever came across that as an issue.
Were they supermarkets just to scare us or something?
I saw just fear-mongering.
Our supermarket had none, but we had plenty at home, so I was never particularly concerned.
I never went out for 3 years during COVID.
Oh, welcome back.
So scared.
It's good to see you.
I didn't go out either.
How have you been?
We came to work.
By Christ, we had a lot of good parties.
Didn't we go to work?
Yeah.
We were essential workers.
Essential. Wasn't that a joke?
We did 7 weeks at home. I was in the caravan for 7 weeks.
It was horrible. Don't even talk about it.
My daughter's doing an annoying thing. I'm trying to tell her, hey, be a normal person and take a shit at work and work for her as daycare. So do crap at daycare, right?
Stage fright.
Shy bowel.
No, listen.
Waits till she gets home.
Shy bowel? Is that what you call it? Yeah, people go on holidays and won't poo the whole week.
That was my brothers and I when we were younger. We'd go to school camp and we wouldn't poo for 7 days.
Were you molested? Do you want to tell us something?
No, not that I remember. Maybe I blocked it out.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
I think it was all good. But my daughter will get home and I cook dinner every night. I'll put generally steak down for my wife and I. And from the other room we hear, Dad, come wipe my bum.
Oh, wipe my bum.
Right as we're having dinner. Hallie, shit at daycare like a normal person, right?
Little girls usually wipe their own bums. I thought it was boys. What about the young fella? Oh, he's doing
I love
a
when
nappy.
They stand and they bend over.
He's in
touch
a nappy.
Touch your toes, hold your ankles.
Yeah. He's in a nappy like his godfather, Molly Meldon.
I sometimes don't shit for a few days if I'm away on holidays, Marto, but it's because I've eaten too much cheese on the cheese platters.
Oh, the plug.
Gets you plugged up.
Gee, that's a painful poo when it comes too.
There we go.
Need a crowbar.
Almost a fisher.
Can I come from a different angle?
A poo horn.
Can I come from a different angle? Stephen from Loganholm. Remember you were talking about Wayne and he was talking resilience this morning on the show? You'll hear that on the podcast. Back in the 80s, I was one of Wayne's torture victims at the police academy.
Oh, Wayne Bennett.
Because he was the physical fitness instructor out at what's that, Oxley? He was indeed a tough taskmaster and I can vouch for how this has changed many life. He was tough but usually fair.
Tough but fair. I had that speech to my boys last night. They were out in the yard playing soccer and somebody always comes in crying, right? Someone gets
soccer.
Hurt.
Of course you do. Someone got touched.
Well, they end up tackling each other and sitting on each other and someone got kicked and then someone rubbed someone's face in the grass and Wiley likes to taunt and antagonise him. And River was in there as well and she always gets hurt because she's the little girl and she thinks she's tough and rough. And so then the boys treat her like a boy. Anyway, I had that, I want you to be tough. I want you to play hard and I want you to, go at each other and be competitive.
But?
But play fair.
Play fair.
Play fair.
Play by the rules.
You don't kick each other. You don't rub each other's faces in the dirt.
Yeah. And don't shit at dinner time.
Don't shit at dinner time.
It's the number one rule in our house. I'm trying to get maybe I need to get Wayne Bennett around to be tough but fair with my daughter.
And be gentle on girls. I always say she's a little girl. Like, she's your little sister. It's your job to protect her.
She runs around wearing shorts and thinking she's
a
boy. You're going to cop it.
That's okay. She's still a girl, though. Treat her like a girl.
When she finishes transitioning, then you can treat her like a boy.
I'll smack it out of her.
Sharon. She's like a footy.
She's named after football.
Sharon and Bean Lee.
Oh, is her name Sharon?
No, it's Sharon. A combination of Sharon. Terry and Sharon, I think.
Oh,
bottle Sharon. Of Prime. Bottles of Prime, we're talking about that the new drink, the energy drink, Logan Paul's
drink. I've never seen it. Can you
I don't even want to hear about it.
What am I looking for? Can I buy it at 7-Eleven?
It looks like that water bottle, Marta, except it's orange or purple or pink, and it's got different flavours. Watermelon, orange, bubblegum.
And it's energy drink.
Stupid. There's two different ones. There's a mineral water that's flavoured and they're like, oh, it's got 10% coconut water in it. Yeah, but it's got 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Red Bulls. I'll tell you what, it's got a lot of caffeine in it.
The schools say they're concerned about the 200 megagrams of caffeine.
Megagrams of caffeine.
How would you go with vodka? It'd go all right with vodka, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. It'd be like
vodka and Prime.
Vodka Red Bull, vodka Prime.
Vodka and 200 megagrams of caffeine. That's just Mad Monday.
Hold on.
Sharon, bottles of Prime are banned at my local school, including using the empty bottles for water.
That's jagged.
Oh, poor.
Because all the kids just want to be seen to be drinking.
I've seen
Prime.
Them selling online for $20 a bottle.
No, I'm not driving to Woodridge, the Easy Mart, to go and get you Prime.
Mm.
Just drink water or juice or cordial like we used to back in the day.
On. Who are you speaking to?
Because I am the rum lord.
Or rum, okay? But like a normal person.
Now listen, you said your young bloke got a can or a bottle from one of the other kids at school,
an empty one,
and started filling it with water. That's what Sharon said. Says is going on at Bean Lee.
Not allowed to take Prime to school anymore.
Some indigestion from your Prime.
It's really simple. It's really simple. Like the warning label tells you on anything these days, not suitable for under the age of 15 years old, women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. Like, there's all, like it tells you.
Blokes with prostate.
Don't do it. You're a bloody idiot.
Yeah, all these kids having 200 megagrams of caffeine, you know.
I just shake my head and think, well, you know, lucky to be alive.
Welcome back. I'd forgotten about that bloke.
I just saw him there.
Welcome back.
And this is for my daughter.
Someone broke the toilet.
I mean, Wayne was talking about being resilient. Just say no. They're not your friends. You don't have to get
They're
dragged.
Not your real friends.
They're not your real friends, your kids. You're their parents.
Your real friends are online.
Say
that 47-year-old bloke trying to groom you. They're your friends.
Like I do.
Get your hand off my penis.
Stop it. Say no.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's Thought on Sport.
If I'm on top of something that's online, I expect most of the world's population has seen it. Would that be correct, Margo, by the time
possibly,
I get around to think?
Yeah, it could be a day or two later, but you get there eventually.
Daniel Ricciardo, the great smiley Australian who hasn't got a drive this year in a seat, but he's still getting paid $18 million by Red Bull,
incredible.
Formula One team, just to, in case we need...
He's a number three, right?
Yeah, well, so I suppose motor racing, in footy, you'd get a run. Most reserves would get a run during the year.
Things happen, players get injured.
Formula One... For such really. A dangerous sport, they don't often get injured. But anyway, well, I hope everyone drives all right
this
weekend.
They either drive or they die. There's not even...
If you don't know, the Formula One is on at Albert Park this weekend. Of course, that was the start of COVID. Do you remember that 3 years ago when everyone turned up, all the fans turned up and they said, sorry, COVID,
Turn around, go home,
everybody. 3 years. That's how long that's been. It's quite
incredible.
Feels
like longer than that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
COVID went for about 5 years.
It aged me by about three decades.
Yeah, I feel 100.
Okay, so to celebrate that, Red Bull said, what's the bloke with the big teeth over there from Australia? What's his name? Oh, Daniel Ricciardo. He's doing nothing. So they sent him out to do a promo. Now, I don't know whether Formula One commissioned this or it was purely Red Bull, but have you seen the video? The 7 minute video. Watch it at some stage.
Even my wife was impressed. Even Duff couldn't get away from the television. There's planes flying over the top of cars.
I'm not an over wild car guy. Yeah, there was the planes. He did a lap of Mount Panorama. So the essence was.
Who's this, Daniel Ricciardo?
Daniel Ricciardo, you know, driving his tractor. It was a bit corny in parts, this bit. When he had to act, it was corny. When he had to drive, it was bloody good. But when he had to act. So he was in Perth and they ring him and they go, have you still got the Formula One car? And he goes out. to his shed, pulls the cover off, and just starts ripping into it from Perth, drives across Australia. Oh, he met an off-road race, but he was going along like 200 k's an hour, and there was a motorbike jumping over the top of him.
Pretty good.
And then they did a lap at Mount Panorama with Shane Van Gisbergen in the Red Bull. So they're all Red Bull other races.
Mm, okay.
You know the Red Bull, what do you call that, air race? You know, the air spectacular
light aircraft.
Stuntmen.
Oh, yeah.
He was racing that along the cliffs of Wollongong, like at 250 k's. The whole thing was incredible. Have you got a little bit of SVG?
I've got SVG.
Or
Jizzy? Yeah. Call him Shane, please, mate. Shane.
Yeah, that was great, mate.
Oh, thanks, man. That was legendary.
Oh. Them sparring around a lap around Mount Panorama. Incredible. Have you got any other bits and pieces?
I've got him with the pilots in the Red Bull plane.
Got to see this.
Come on, Danny. You're losing, Danny.
There's a helicopter or a plane over him, like 3 metres over the top, and just roaring. It was just, the whole thing was just
Toby
madness.
Price, you're on Ricardo Toby Price.
Oh, you got
Holy dolly.
Toby Price, you know, Paris to Dakar winner, etc.
Yeah.
The whole thing's
Corey wild. And your boys would love it.
I was going to say, you encouraged me to watch it. It's 7 minutes long,
and
you've just explained it all. I don't need to. Didn't you hear that viral videos are supposed to be short?
Right.
7 seconds, different.
Right. Well, I might as well spoil the end then. And at the end, it just had Melbourne going from Bathurst, Melbourne 789 kilometres. Oh. See you in Melbourne, Danny.
Oh.
And that was it. But listen, Melbourne this weekend, obviously we're not going. I don't want anything to do with the bloody thing, because it's loud and there'll be too many show ponies there. They were going through the corporate suites last night.
Oh, fancy.
Yes.
Well, as the old advertising slogan used to go, it's Formula One with the losh.
Oh,
I actually
ignored he sounded excited.
He was in Sydney a month ago. Now,
it's Alan Rascal, I believe.
Do you know this bloke?
He does intentionally over-the-top stories. He's married with children.
Okay.
fact.
I know. Me too.
Is that his beard? Does he have a beard?
Excuse me. What are you implying?
No, his facial hair.
He's clean shaven.
He's clean shaven. Okay.
Hey, listen, let's get back on track because he was telling us what's in these corporate suites.
I
will never get into them because they cost about $4,000 per person.
At the two-story Marriott Bonvoy Lounge, you can dance to the DJ, get a hair and makeup touch-up, and, of course, sample the many delicious delights.
Was he having his hair and makeup touched up at the time?
He was talking about the drivers, the delicious delights.
There was a massage table. Who goes and has two champagnes and eight beers and goes, shit, you know what I need? A massage.
Sounds
it's a formula.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Hey, Marto, I know you're a lover of the TikTok and you've got all your dances and your viral videos down pat. But some big news in the TikTok land.
Is this my TikTok addiction? How to get over it?
How
is
to get over it? Well, you might not have to because they're looking to ban it in lots of countries all around the world because they're saying it is a threat of national security. So a lot of official mobile phone holders, so politicians, government officials, etc., they're saying you can't have it. You can't have it on your phone. They think it's Chinese spyware. It doesn't really operate in China. They have huge restrictions over it.
It doesn't operate in China?
No. It is I think it's ByteTech is the name of the...
ByteDance. It's time limited, Margo, over there. You can only use it for an hour,
There's huge restrictions on it. But anyway, the US government in the moment questioning the CEO of TikTok, Xiao Chu, as the...
As they look to ban
The app for any official government people who operate in US Congress. And those clips of the US congressman questioning the TikTok guy have now gone viral on TikTok because it seems that some of the US congressmen perhaps maybe might be a little out of touch.
Does TikTok access the home Wi-Fi network?
Only if the user turns on the Wi-Fi.
So if I have a TikTok app on my phone and my phone is on my home Wi-Fi network, does TikTok access that network?
You will have to access the network to get connections to the internet, if that's the question.
Yes, that's how Wi-Fi works. So, yes, your phone accesses.
Good questions, but good answers.
Good answers. Relatively straightforward. It's a line of yes, no questioning. Yeah. Yes, it does access the Wi-Fi, and no, it doesn't unless you're connected to the Wi-Fi. Pretty straightforward. They then go to question about the... So TikTok have now changed in the US how it collects its data. And so now it's able to connect to collect biometric data, and there's suggestions that it's recognizing the dilation of people's pupils to collect how they respond
how many
to
drugs
certain
they've been smoking,
how much how they respond to what material is coming at them on the TikTok app,
whether they like it or not. Yeah,
we do not collect body, face, or voice data to identify our users.
You don't.
No, the only face data that you'll get that we collect is when you use the filters to have, say, sunglasses on your face. We need to know where your eyes are.
Why do you need to know what the eyes are if you're not seeing if they're dilated?
What? You need to know where the eyes are, so the sunglasses on the app.
So you can use silly cat eyes and things.
Yeah, can be put on your face appropriately because it wouldn't make sense having sunglasses on your mouth, would it, or on your ear?
Do they play that music in U.S. Congress all the time? It's kind of fun,
sneaking up music. I'm going to sneak up on you.
There was some questioning about some political weather because I know Twitter just recently got a whole heap of trouble for censoring information during the COVID pandemic. They were then this U.S. Congresswoman is now saying that perhaps TikTok is censoring political issues as well.
You agree that the Chinese government has persecuted the Uyghur population?
Congresswoman, I'm here to describe TikTok and what we do as a platform. And as platform, we allow our users to freely express
Express themselves is what he went on to say. The Uyghur community, I had to Google what that is because I wasn't aware. Mm. It's not spelt W-E-I-G-E-R like I thought.
U-I-G-A-R.
It's U-G-H-Y-A-R and it is the Muslim population in China.
And they've got them all trapped up in the north.
Well,
there.
This was what this girl came out and said. Great. She was using TikTok but pretending to curl her eyelashes because she knew that if she said anything, she would be censored. Her video was cut. She was saying that they're being held in concentration
TikTok
camps.
TikTok was just 12-year-old girls doing dancing.
Well, now it's a way for people to get information out to the world, Marto.
Oh, okay.
But there was a whole lot going down in there. But the one that I love the most, and this is the one that I wanted to get to, is, you know, there was suggestions that perhaps, you know, the US congressmen, you know, white men over the age of 50 were a little out of touch when it comes to TikTok.
I fear TikTok will grow into a much bigger problem.
TikTok. I mean, they're great for fresh breath. You know, he might need a TikTok, might have need a little break.
So fun. So fun that in US Congress they just talk over the Pink Panther bed the entire time. Talking heads now, you're on Triple M.
You can log back into your TikTok now, Marta. Yeah.
Did you want to do that dance together?
Mm.
Yeah.
The robots.
The robots.
Marta, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Oh, Marta, saw you shake your head at the younger generations below you and just think, oh, God, if only you. If only you knew what it was like in the good old days. You know, you said earlier about these kids who are buying Prime and dragging their parents along to seven stores. Remember when we used to be able to smack kids, right? Mm.
I had a teacher used to smoke in our classroom. Get that one up, you kids.
Look, I'm not saying that any of it was
right. He had
an
ashtray right on the table.
Did he ever make you go buy ciggies for him, give you a note?
No, that was Dad.
I'm not saying to reintroduce some of those things because, you know, not everything you did back in the old days.
Sorry, I thought you wanted an olden days
was
chat.
Was right or good. I do want to have a little bit of an olden days chat because somebody who's of the older generation that's noticing the lack of resilience and the amount of entitlement in the younger generations coming through is, of course, our favourite senior here on the show, Wayne Bennett.
Oh, I love Wayne.
Super coach
of the Dolphins. And he's been around a lot of young men over his years, coaching them, encouraging them, guiding them, putting his arm around them.
He started at the police academy. Let's remember that. In the 70s, he was a teacher at the police academy. You know, he lived right here when he came down from Alla or wherever, right next to where our building is. That was the police barracks. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're at the top of
Cacus. With all the...
He lived there.
barbed wire on top.
Have you ever seen him talk about that? And for 3 years, he just used to look at Lang Park, which is Suncorp Stadium. He dreamt about playing there, and then one day,
he did, and then he went on to coach many games and wins and all sorts of things.
How does he do it?
Oh well, I don't know. But
keep
what,
it simple. What, keep it we simple. Know how he does
he
it.
He gets good people around him, good management men.
But what 19 and 20 year olds will look up to a 73 year old man they're not related to?
Well, lots of them, because he's coached many a great team to success.
How,
and
what's his secret?
He's had to guide a lot of young men, and he's made a few observations, and he was talking about it yesterday. I just thought I'd bring it to the table here, maybe share some of the great advice from Wayne Bennett. It's if you've got kids out there, take a listen to this.
What I've noticed with young men, I've been doing this for 50 years now, is that we're not as resilient as we used to be. We suck more than we ever suck and give up more easily than we ever do. The young men still want to succeed and be successful, but you've also got to harden them up for what's in front of them out there. And their mums and their dads aren't doing it, and their uncles and their aunties aren't doing it. But coaches are, okay? It's tough love at school.
Tough love. I thought you'd like that one, Marto.
I sure do.
Stop your sucking.
Next
stop
time
your whinging.
You're getting arrested by the police. None of this.
My shoulders.
Just cop it on the chin and push through.
It's accountability.
Yes. Well, did you ever get crow pecked by a teacher? Like they just run over that middle knuckle and just ram it into your head.
But just purely the threat of that concept, it scares me.
Oh, I just saw the kid 2 metres away getting hammered and virtually head-beaten from the geography teacher. Yeah. That's what toughens you up.
Next time you think of sooking or giving up or whinging or, you know, not being resilient, need those little bangles. What would Wayne do? You know, the what would Jesus do?
What would Wayne do?
We need bangles. To me, wearing a bangle doesn't say resilience.
And just with all the chatter punching students in the head.
Lance Armstrong had them. He was a tough bugger. Lived strong. You know, the yellow ones?
He cheated his way.
They all cheated.
I need to play this legally.
It's levels of cheating, isn't it?
The punching children in the head.
104.5 Triple M does not endorse or support any of the policies of Greg Martin.
Don't go punching children.
Sorry, buddy.
Marto, Margo, and Dan on Triple M Breakfast.
Brisbane as
lawn porn.
Now, you were saying this morning, how did this sneak its way into the show? What are you doing?
Sorry, I was just trying to move the thing on the screen. It's a touch screen, and you've plugged your watch in, and it's touching the screen.
Who does it say I've got on the line
there? That's what I was trying to look at. Who's on the line? It says lawn porn expert.
Well, let me start.
How did you bolster this into the show?
Let me start with, there's been a bit of conjecture on the show. Of course, my theory is that you whip a snip, then you mow, and then you blow.
Mm-hmm.
But our audio producer, who we all respect for his expertise, especially in audio and radio,
Rick Wade.
He's also an expert. He's a lawn porn expert himself.
Oh, is he?
He mows first, and this is controversial, then he whippersnips, and then he blows.
That's the way old man used to do. Mow, then snip, then blow.
Incredible.
What does Corey do? Corey snips, blows, mows.
Who are you asking?
Is this Corey Parker?
Yes, hello, mate.
Now, morning, guys. How are you going?
Now, yours. You've been roped into becoming a part of the lawn porn chat,
because
Corey.
Because we're doing a survey. Now, yours is.
I just heard porn and I was on.
You knew your wife was away from the home for a while.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Hey, mate. So, your whippersnip, blow, mow.
Yes.
Whippersnip, blow,
there are
mow.
Three options here. Can we vote? Because, look, James from Kippering, 100% the way to do it, he thinks, is snip, blow, mow. So you've got people supporting you there, Cos.
With the snip, then you blow the grass
I think if you live in rural and you have a ride-on mower, it's a snip, blow, mow. But maybe on the flip side, if you live in sort of suburbia, it might be the opposite, because a push mower actually sucks up quite a bit of that lawn clipping. So
speak sense.
Theory.
Marto, you're enjoying this too much.
Listen to Gavin from Umanto. I mow the edges.
Get a cushion in here?
Listen to this one, Cos. I mow the edges first, then whippersnip, then re-mow from the edge to the middle. I mow in alternating directions every time. It gets a much better lawn. I tend to mow every 2 to 3 days. Gavin's got some problems. Gavin's exactly the man I'm talking to, isn't he? If you've got more lawn porn, I want to start seeing photos, because I'm going to start carrying out to visit your lawn.
I was
going
to start encouraging it not to send us
Instagram,
more photos.
Please don't.
Instagram at Triple M Brisbane.
Oh, no.
We will get a vote on whether it's mow, snip, mow, blow, or snip, blow.
What's that one?
Mo snip blow. Whatever. Instagram at Triple M. Thank you, lawn porn expert.
Thank you, Corey Parker.
How did you get roped into this?
Because people are supporting his theory of rural mowing. Oh. That's all.
Thanks, Coz.
Two different types. There's rural and domestic.
Right, I play the rural and domestic porn. Lawn porn. Thank you.
So where do people vote on your pilot?
I told you. Well, if you're not going to listen, why would I bother talking? Instagram at Triple M Brisbane.
Are you taking away resources from this show to run lawn porn polls? Are you going to be checking the results or is it a producer?
You get in here at 4 o'clock in the morning and you see photos of people's beautiful
lawns.
Turn his
microphone down.
It's such a good way to start the day.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane as.
Hey, guys, I know the three of us have been talking about it in the studio here and everybody's feeling the pinch at the moment. I put in a phone call yesterday to our mortgage broker and just said, you know, what's happening out there? And he said, it's really tough. And we're feeling the pinch in the Parker household most definitely as well, along with everybody else. And so yesterday, Corey and I sat down. We had a really good look at our budget because I need to get really serious about it. I know we've joked about it before, but I really need to take a good hard look at myself, which I did yesterday.
You're a stinker.
If I was in Parliament,
just because I can see that the pressure that Corey's under, you know, like he doesn't say anything and he just plods along, but I can actually see that he's starting to feel the squeeze. Yeah, and so I'm doing my best.
If we're in Parliament, this would be Corey yelling at you.
Constantly. So yesterday we sat down and I said, right, let's have a look at it. What does it look like? We went through the budget and I said, you know, let's do that thing, that life admin thing where we spent the day ringing all of our providers, our electricity. We changed over, Marto. I got online, I compared all of the different plans. You know, they give you the options.
Good one.
I spoke to a guy because then you put it in and then they ring you and say, hey, look, this is the plan that we suggest. And I said, I noticed that this company wasn't an option. He said, oh, we don't deal with them, but let's have a look online.
Is there a power broker?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they compare all the different plans for your consumption.
How good on your business card to have power broker?
Power broker.
Yeah. And so anyway, he recommended another company that his website doesn't even look at. So we've changed energy providers and they do everything for you.
That's right.
And so we're going to be saving now, I think it ends up being $380 a quarter. All it is a bill because Energex is the provider.
They're just the
retailer. So it's literally just a bill.
Well
it's
done,
not
you.
Like Telstra or Optus or Vodafone where you get different levels of service or bandwidth or this, that and the other. It's literally just a retailer.
It's incredible.
And I was like, oh, no one's ever explained it to me like that before.
And if you let them take the piss over the course of years, your bill will just get more and more expensive.
More and more expensive.
Because they don't have to work for your business.
No.
You've got to keep them on their toes.
Even
mate.
My solar, I'm getting 8 cents a kilowatt instead of 5 cents.
Look at you with the kilowatts.
130 compared to 112 for my normal energy. Then I've got some other tier that I'm paying for that doesn't even exist. I'm not even using it. I'm paying a tariff on it. I didn't even know.
But did they negotiate? They negotiated you from 5 to 8 cents a kilowatt.
No, he said this is the plan that's available this other company.
Good on him.
I'd go with that one if I were you. So I was like, righto. So we did that for everything. We went through our subscriptions. We went through our life insurance, our home insurance, our private health insurance, Marto. Our private health insurance is now $180 less a month.
Boy.
And, you know, we added up all of the little things that we saved on yesterday and it ends up being
20 grand a year?
It ends up being about $1,000 a month savings just on those little things that we've tweaked. And that's not even spending or groceries or fuel or any of those things. But the funniest part of it all was the fact that Corey ended up ringing Brent Tate, of course, played for Queensland, played for the Broncos, played for the Cowboys.
Mates. They're nearly best
they're
mates.
Best of mates. Yeah. And I was like, what are you calling Tatey for? Tatey works in health insurance. He works for a private health insurance company. And I was like, the two tightest men in rugby league on the phone together discussing health insurance. So anyway, so he said, oh, mate, you don't need to be paying for this. You don't need to be. You're paying for babies. Like, you don't need obstetrics. Marsha's finished.
Hold on. Corey's had the snip.
You aren't
having any more pregnancy.
Not having any more babies. So I'm like, I'm paying for all this stuff unnecessarily that we didn't really realise. So it ended up being a really, really great thing.
That's magnificent.
Imagine getting life insurance on the bloke who was famous for wearing a neck brace all the time.
Yeah. And I said to Corey, look at us. We just saved $1,000 a month that I can now spend on other things. He's like, no, that's not the point.
Get Brent Tate back on the phone.
Yes.
Darren from Jindalee on the burner phone. I've cut out my morning coffee and toasted sandwich to save some extra dollars, but the flow-on effect, of course, if it's hurting my local cafe as I'm no longer spending with them.
Somebody else will.
I reckon Darren is lying to us. If it's hurting his cafe that much, he's getting a couple meat pies every morning and an iced coffee too. He's not just
pie shame, Darren.
Isn't that the whole concept of raising the interest rates is to tell us to stop spending to bring inflation down.
Cool. Hold on.
It's a supply and demand thing, right?
Terry from Capalaba, is this supply and demand? To save some money on water and power, I'm no longer heading home for a shower after my morning workout. I'm showering at the gym. I'm not the only one doing it at the gym either. Lineups are getting bigger every...
Is this serious?
Whenever anyone, you know, we used to do renos, they'd go, what are we going to do? I said, go and join a gym and have a shower there when we'd stuff up their bathroom.
Yeah. Or don't go to the gym. You could save money on your membership go and go and work out at those free, you know, the machines the at the park.
And then you can just shower in the lake there, have a bath in the lake at the park,
Brisbane
in the fountain.
River. Look, yeah, there's no fence around it.
Let's keep this going.
That's
on the burner
helping.
Phone. 0484101045. And can we just have a moment for Margot Parker correctly explaining inflation? Have you been listening to Scotty Phillips and
Mate, I'm taking this money stuff seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm selling my house for Christ's sake. Yeah.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margot and Dan. Brisbane has.
I have a habit of when I'm alone and isolated by myself, the children have gone to bed and Corey's away working on the weekends. I have a little habit of picking out movies that are relatively emotional, let's just say. And on the weekend, it was Forrest Gump, Marto, Sunday afternoon.
I love that movie.
Daniel, Sunday afternoon, I saw it on the movie channel and I just, I pressed pause and I let it sit there. I got the kids organised, dinner, bath and bed, put them off to bed, and then I jumped into bed myself a little bit earlier because it was a long movie.
How many hours did it go for?
I haven't watched it for a while.
Nearly three?
Yeah, nearly three. 2 hours, 49 minutes or something like that.
Good soundtrack.
Great flick. I hadn't watched it.
What'd you watch it on? How'd you find it?
It was just on Foxtel Movies.
Foxtel Movies.
Yeah,
wow.
Foxtel what Movies. But I'd only just done it 2 weekends before that because Corey, again, away in Sydney, lonely Saturday or Sunday night in. I watched The Notebook. And what do those two things have in common?
Emotionally sad.
And they're a love story about long love life, long together journeys and just the path to getting there.
Is
and
your
it's
relationship
just,
all right? Everything okay?
Oh, just beautiful. No, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him. And I see those and the hardships that they go through and the adversity they face. And in the end, they always, you know, come together and find each other. And because it's real, true love, you know?
No, it's a movie.
It's a movie. It's
not a
movie.
Oh, it's beautiful. Not real. It's I love movie. It. Anyway, I was at
just
it again. The Waterworks.
Just a bunch of actors reading what other people wrote. And
the
he won
Waterworks.
An award for it, Tom. He won quite a few awards for it. He got paid a lot of money.
Yeah. I know, but the Waterworks got me Sunday night. There I was crying in my bed by myself, ugly crying because Forrest Gump, he just loved Jenny so much.
If we played some now, do you reckon you'd start crying?
Oh, I probably.
All right, he's Forrest
in
and
context.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Forrest, I'm sick.
What, do you have a cough due to cold?
Oh. I have some kind of virus. And the doctors they don't know what it is, and there isn't anything they can do about it.
I mean, poor Forrest, he's just found out he's got a kid. And then now he's found out the love of his life, Jenny, is sick and she's going to die.
His calves are still sore from
he's
walking.
He's waiting. Run, just Forrest, run. She kept telling him to run and he's like, I don't want to run away from you. I want to run to you because I love you so much and I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you, Jenny.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents
want. What do you
want? What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know.
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
The Notebook, Rachel McAdams. I love that movie.
I've never seen
so
it.
Great.
Sounds like Corey talking about dinner with you. Just
well,
Corey's
movie, I saw a tear fall off the lid of his eye onto his cheek once, Armageddon.
See, I hate that. I hate that when
that's
the wife looks at the husband.
Yeah, because I'm like bawling, like ugly crying. I've got tears, I've got mascara.
That's my movie. Ever since I had a daughter.
Well, Armageddon.
The bit where Bruce Willis pushes Ben Affleck back
into the thing
and then says, I'm going to die. I'm going to, take care of my daughter.
Take care of my little girl.
I'm going to blow up the meteor. Then he talks to Liv Tyler, the daughter.
It's only a movie.
And then when they get back to Earth, Ben Affleck gives the patch to Billy Bob Thornton and says, he was the bravest man I ever knew. This
requesting permission to shake the hand of the daughter of the bravest man I've ever met.
Incredible.
Yeah, that gave me goosey. He's not crying. You're not telling me that made you cry.
Go take care of my little girl now. That's your job. Always thought of you as a son. Always.
You're getting close.
Good stuff.
Hang on a second.
I've never seen that movie.
Wait.
So,
children, daughters, your weak point, love story, my husband, my weak point. We know what Marto's weak point is. Give him some, Dan.
I want you to remember you're a great dog, Marley. You're a great dog.
Marley and me.
Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson. That is the saddest movie ever.
Two
when
things.
That beautiful Labrador
Aniston.
Who's a shit of a
and
doll.
I love dogs. And Red Dog too.
You ever see? Stay,
Red Dog.
A Dog's Purpose. Have you seen that one? That's incredible as well. Oh, you've got
why
to watch that
crying?
One.
Why are you crying? They're only movies.
1-3-3-5-3.
I love giant meteors. That's why Armageddon gets me.
I want to know. 1-3-3-5-3.
What do you want?
Movies that make you cry. Because I sometimes watch a movie or listen to a song on purpose, you know, because I'm not much of a cryer. I don't really get emotional.
What, you make yourself cry.
And then I'm
go
like,
and cut some onions,
you know, I'm a bit angry or hangry or I'm like, no, I'm not hungry. Maybe I just need
a
good cry.
I
just need to get it out of my system.
You've got too much salt in your body. I've got to get rid of something.
Just
got to
get rid of it. So I'll put a song on, you know, like Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, or, you know, Mariah Carey, or something that I know is going to get the waterworks going. And these flicks do it for me as well.
One more time, Marto. One more time, Marley and me. One more time.
I want you to remember you're a great dog, Marley. You're a great dog.
So sad.
Yeah, it's sad when they have to go. But was that a dog actor? Like, he was just an acting dog.
Yeah, they had a casting
really
couch.
Did he really go?
Tell me, Mum. 1-3-3-5-3. Movies that make you cry.
All right, hit us. We'll try and get the grabs out of the movie.
It's always kids' movies, too. Corey cried in Sing.
Sing.
You know the little animals, all animated animals.
Maybe want you to cry and sing.
1-3-3-5-3.
I'm happy.
Marto, Marley, and me, Red Dog. Here's Lassie. Let's see if we can get some tears
Lassie.
Out of you.
Lassie. Wow, is that our phone?
Just so feel good, isn't it? Oh, so much nonsense on TV. Just need some good old wholesome.
Yeah.
Is there any moisture in your body at all? No, you completely dried
any
out.
Any moisture?
I watch live sport. That's real.
Do you cry? Do you cry over the Reds?
Did you ever see the Broncos get beaten by the Cowboys in 2015? Last time I had a tear.
Oh, I cried during that game too, Marto.
See? That's real. There wasn't any actors reading off.
I was there.
Anyway.
One point. Back and forth.
Callum from Bald Hills. Oh, I know what you're going to say and I agree. Go, son.
The Green Mile.
What part does it for you, Callum? Is there a few bits or is there one in particular?
Oh, there's definitely a few bits, but the one where he gets the electric chair at the end.
Oh. Callum, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired. It's just time to go.
Yeah, what a great movie. It was
That's
a beauty.
Callum, does it matter how many times you watch it? Because I feel like I've seen The Notebook and Forrest Gump like 100 times, and I still cry every time,
what
even
about
though I know what's
comedies?
Coming.
Maybe you're due a comedy or something.
Yeah, sometimes. I love a good romantic comedy.
Callum, that's Stephen King who wrote Shawshank Redemption. That is a good film.
The same guy wrote Green Mile as Shawshank. Oh, that's amazing. That makes sense.
The Shawshank Redemption. Same year as Forrest Gump too. That's a movie.
Who won the Oscar that year?
Forrest Gump.
What about
Pulp Fiction too.
Mitch from Kippering, another Will Smith movie, I Am Legend with the choking dog. I haven't seen it, but it sounds sad.
Wait. John, don't just read things on the screen and start crying.
She needs another cry.
John from Logan Central. I don't know what 1883 is, but I'm sure it had something to do with the war and people died, and I'm sure that was sad too.
Was it a bad year for the Spanish flu movie?
Do you know war movies? I did cry during 1917 or whatever that stupid movie is, that war movie that went for 3 hours. I cried because it was so boring and I was hungover and it was the most
That's
awful
the other
movie
reason to cry.
I've ever seen.
I just wasted 2 hours
I was
of my
like,
life.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. Jenny from Carina Heights.
Jenny.
Good morning.
Jenny.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, yeah. I love you, Jenny. I'll take care of you if you're sick.
Okay. Sorry, Jenny. She's dropping into Hollywood mode. Jenny from Carina Heights. What movie made you cry?
It's Red Dog.
Red Dog. Same as Marto. Yeah. Give us some Red Dog.
Just stay here.
Do you have dogs, Jenny? Is it because you're a dog owner?
Yes, I'm a dog owner.
If you've ever had to put a dog down, you're just... Dan from Petrie, coming from an angle, and I think I agree with him too. I can't watch the movie Cars without a box of tissues beside me.
Oh, Cars? Yeah. Like Lightning McQueen? Lightning McQueen?
I can't remember the bit that would have made you laugh. Was there?
There's a bit where Doc Hudson and him, go...
Oh, God, blimey, you know it better than
I do.
You know what
my name's Maiden. Meter? Yeah, like Terminator, but without the ter.
Can't watch without a box of tissues beside him. I was similar with Showgirls. Have you heard of that movie?
He's a showy, flashy car, and then he gets brought down a peg, and so it's about, being humble. It's all about humility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice. There's good lessons to be learned.
Yep.
Sad tissues.
Sure is.
I was talking happy tissues, but
yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, different tissues.
Stop it, you two.
Triple M Breakfast, don't you know, Marto, Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Cost of living crisis, ways to save your money, and I promised you a $2.5 billion saver. For Queensland, that is. You know the nonsense where they just railroad us and said, right, that's it, $2.5 billion the state government's putting into knocking the Gabba down and rebuilding.
What was it originally? Originally it was $1 billion and they were going to just expand the stadium and add 20,000 more seats.
They were at a press conference one day and apparently just made that figure up. Made up a billion-dollar figure without, there was no drawings, there was no anything. It was just go, let's get rid of that and put it new in. And let's not forget, it gives you 8,000 more seats, the new Gabba. 8,000 more seats than it's got now at $2.5 billion.
And is it worth?
We did the maths the other day. Was that 300,000 a seat or something or other we
ridiculous.
Worked out?
Yep.
You know those political satire shows like the Rob Sitch shows?
Oh, wouldn't they be loving this sort of
but
gear?
It really actually is like that. Like you've done a press conference and gone, how much will it cost? Oh, billion?
Bill. Bill should cover it, you reckon? How much did your rental home cost? 25,000. Multiply that by 400. Yeah, okay, Bill.
$1 billion. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Mm.
Some people like to round up. Others like to round
show
down.
Show you're working. We don't have any.
No, there is no working. A little bit of sense shown yesterday by the boss of the Australian Olympic Committee, Matt Carroll, who was tied up in the football code.
I thought Anna was the boss.
No.
No.
Well, she's on the committee.
She's the boss of putting the Olympics
the
on, apparently. What happens when she gets voted out?
Well, that's why she appointed herself the chairman of the Olympic Committee, so that she's still got a job.
The honeymoon, the party will be over soon for her, but anyway, that's not about her. It's about Matt Carroll, who's was running Soccer Australia, was running rugby. So he's Sports Administration Blue Ribbon, okay?
What's he saying?
Let's be honest, the infrastructure of the Gabba is for the AFL and cricket. The Olympics and Paralympics will use it for a month. If they could just give it a coat of paint.
Coat of paint.
That's a fact.
Now, I don't need to get the less than $1 million would paint the Gabba, wouldn't it? Or what? Yeah, and why don't we have a working bee one weekend?
Do they get three quotes?
You'd hope so.
Should we put it out to tender?
Could you imagine there'd be some hungry painters around the place, can't you? I'd give them.
What about those Italians that you were on Morton Island?
No, they were tired.
Yeah, but I bet they know how to paint. I bet they love it.
Oh, well, you can't
pop
just
the overalls on.
Well, don't
mate, steal. I know how to paint. I can roll a brush.
That's what I mean. Like a school, like
working
if you
bee.
A Lions Club
like
type
an emu
activity.
Parade. Everybody get out
everyone
and have a
get
go.
A brush. And just get there and you get a sausage.
Everyone
and
gets to
smoker.
Paint a little square.
Yeah, but forget the Lions Club. How about the Lions? Oscar McInerney could reach the top of the Gabba. He wouldn't even need a ladder.
The Australian cricketers, they've already got their whole outfit good to go. It doesn't matter if they spill paint on it.
A painter's suit.
It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
I wanted to do a bit of a lead in investigation. Any investigating noise like da da? Any of that sort of.
I can do you that, or I can do you this.
No, first one's good. Yep. Do it again.
What are we investigating?
We're investigating F45 gyms. Have you heard? Starting to hear the stories about what's going on here.
Well, they're going under, aren't they?
In the United States. Now, F45 stands for functional 45 because it goes for 45 minutes and it's
functional workout.
Functional workout.
High intensity.
I'll let you look that up yourself. Don't say it too many times. But listen, they started in 2012. The world's fastest growing franchisee gym, whatever you call them, network. They had plans to start. I think their plans were 23,000 worldwide. They went crazy.
It was
in the
US, and then a guy called Adam Gilchrist, is that right, brought it out here into Australia.
It started here.
It
started with one gym in Sydney, and his name is Adam Gilchrist, not the cricketer, and he was worth billions. You know,
Rob Deutsch was the other bloke who got out before all this happened.
He got his money and scuttled. Yeah. Adam Gilchrist, the reason I know about it, because he bought two rugby clubs, rugby clubs.
He bought my friend's house on the Gold Coast.
Oh, who, this Adam Gilchrist?
Yeah, $19 million he just paid for it at the end of last year.
Oh, did it go through?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good for them. I talked of this because the rugby clubs have been delisted, the Major League Rugby, it's called, or whatever, in the States. They've said, hold on, that team, he had one in Los Angeles called the Giltinis, put his own name.
Giltinis.
And there was another one in Texas. Both went broke and they, oh, where's your money? Oh, I don't want to be involved anymore. Their share price has gone down by 93% in the last 8 months or so. Mm. They're going bust in the States. So be very careful. The reason I talk about it is It's $70 a week.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Have you got that multiplied by 52?
I was a member of the F45 at Logan Home for a little while.
Oh, you've had experience.
Yeah, Corey and I were members down there.
I used to go too.
All right.
Yeah,
did you? Us.
Yeah, Margot and I. Not the same one, but we're prior. All right. Did you ever have F45 back?
Back, yeah.
Righto.
F45 knees.
Okay, you've been involved, you two, because I've looked at it from the outside and gone, this is hurting people, especially females. I've got a degree in human movements, okay, specialising in exercise physiology. I don't use it because then I went into carpentry straight afterwards. But I understand.
Which is shit house for your body.
Yeah, yes, you're so right. I should have stayed in gyms. But I looked at it. The amount of damage, and I'm fascinated by how hard, and the spirit is great, the camaraderie is great. That's probably one of the things that appeals to people.
It's very community.
But by Christ, there's a lot of strapping on people that are going in there. It looks like round 26 of the NRL when people arrive and hop out of their car, they're busted. Didn't go, oh, I got it, oh, get in there.
Well, you'll find
that. And
everyone
cheers for them and everyone's going, yah, rah.
It was similar to CrossFit. You know, CrossFit's another one of those ones where you see them always bandaged up in white tape
because they're injured. Yeah, they're saying they're a CrossFit is your workout is our warm-up.
Yeah.
They're actually bonkers, though, at CrossFit. Mm. They don't mind if they get hurt because it's like a sport. It is a sport now.
I watched one the other day because I had to go and Sydney stayed there and there was one next door and I went, oh, I'll go and have a look at this F45 gym. Yeah, I wonder what they're doing these days. They're trying to kill people.
Yeah, it's high intensity, high impact.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And that's why people are bandaged up. But also, $70 a week if we're talking cost of living, and that's what's happening. People are going, how will I save some money? Will I get rid of Netflix?
Yeah. You could go and do step-ups or box jumps onto a park bench at
Thank you.
Laps, watch what you eat. You know, there's plenty of other ways. I mean, you know, pot calling the kettle black here. I am preaching.
preach away. That's okay.
Hey, if you disagree with Marto, 133353, because they are intense.
They love it. All right. There's a heap of them for sale, obviously. $250,000 to set one up.
Yeah.
And you get nothing for it on the back end. So if you're...
A lot of franchise owners jumping out of F45s, though, and moving into Pilates and yoga and, you know, other types of high intensity but low impact.
Technically, they're stumbling out. They're not jumping out because they've got a bit of a sore back.
Sore. Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you can.
Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan. If I hear about Prime one more time, I'm going to scream because...
Wait, I don't know about Prime.
Every day my kids come home from school going, Mum, can we go to the Woolies down at Chatswood? Prime, they've stocked Prime down there. Mum, can we go to the Easy Mart at Woodridge because they got new Prime
Because
Daniel said that they've got Prime
it's
there.
Optimus Prime.
Prime is an energy drink slash mineral water. There's two types of them. And it's a new viral thing because that YouTuber, Logan Paul, the brother of the, you know, UFC fighter, Jake Paul. Yeah. They've got 20 million subscribers on YouTube or something stupid and ridiculous like that. And they're selling this energy drink to them.
Their names are KSI and Logan Paul, famous online, now the faces behind Prime Energy, a new energy drink taking over TikTok.
Prime has taken the world by storm. People have been fighting one another in shops to get their hands on the drink.
They are lining up in droves. It's selling out within minutes, this drink. They have marketed the absolute bejesus out of it, and kids everywhere, not even just kids, adults. I mean, we saw those stupid 2,000 people line up outside.
Sydney.
The Today Show in Sydney to just get a glimpse of KSI.
Again, TikTok's got a lot to answer for.
And Logan Paul, so much to answer for. But my kids, they're like, I refuse to buy it for them just purely on principle alone.
Oh, so you can get them. There seems to be a lot of hype. They are available
in Woolworths and Coles, generally.
They're available at most retail outlets.
Special,
Everybody's like, we'll stock it because people want to buy it.
Have your kids ever tasted it?
So the other kids at school are bringing it to school, and this is part of the problem.
What,
so kids are bringing
off?
It to school to show off. Oh, look, I got Prime.
This could be good for education. If they're alive and with it going into English or geography, they could be a lot smarter.
But Jagger brought home a bottle yesterday because a mate gave him the empty bottle. He's he had filled it with water, Marto,
just to look
like he had access to this prime drink. But schools are banning it because there's a big old warning label on it that says not suitable for children under the age of 15.
The schools say they're concerned about the 200 megagrams of caffeine.
Hang on.
What am I going to wash my vaping breath down with? Hang
on. Not 200 megagrams, gentlemen from the news on the Gold Coast. Okay. It's 200 milligrams of caffeine. And they're concerned about it because, Marto, you drink that Red Bull stuff. This is worse than that.
It contains the same amount of caffeine as 6.5 cans of Red Bull.
What am I waiting for?
I'm wasting my time with this Red Bull. Where do I get it from?
You can't get it. It's sold out everywhere, Marto, because it's...
Just get me an empty can. I'll pour my Red Bull into my prawn.
Look cool, and then get on TikTok.
Hello.
Well, talk about TikTok. It's big on TikTok.
9-year-old Mia Harvey dragged her father to several supermarkets today searching for that drink sold out everywhere.
If you post it on TikTok, you'll get so many followers and views.
You're 9, you idiot. You're not supposed to be on TikTok until you're 13, and it recommends you can't drink Prime until you're over the age of 15. Parents, start reading the labels and stop encouraging this nonsense. Don't let your 9-year-old drag you to 7 shops to try and find a drink. How about you go to the tap in the kitchen and drink some water, you numpties?
I remember when you used to be able to hit children.
Bring it back.
Right.
How many megagrams of caffeine are in there?
200 megagrams.
200 get you through the day.
This stuff is no good. Stop letting your kids drink it.
I don't know, but what if I want likes on TikTok and I'm 9?
I don't care.
How do I get them?
Get off TikTok, you idiot. Go and get a real job.
Imagine how well you dance after 200 megagrams.
You'd explode.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's Thought on Sport.
Oh, I hate to labour the thing, but I labour the point. Roosters centre, Joseph Suaalii. No, you're not allowed to say it like that anymore.
Why not?
You've got to say everything. You've got to have all the...
Suaalii?
Papali'i. No, there's another A. Suaalii.
How many apostrophes?
There's an umlaut in there somewhere.
Suaalii.
I love that word.
All right.
Umlaut.
Good young fella. Yeah, I told you he was at boarding house with one of my favourite nephews. They roomed together for 3 years. Apparently a tremendous young man, Joseph Suaalii. Of course, he signed with Australian Rugby, not for this year or next year, for the year after, for 1.6
2024.
All right.
How many years?
3 years.
No, 1.6. 24. 3 years.
So he's 19
each year.
Now. He'll be 20 next year.
25.
21, 22, 23. He'll be back. If he came back to rugby league after the rugby, he'll still only be 24 that year.
Is this like a similar situation to Sonny Bill Williams? Because he was an incredible player, left the Bulldogs, went to rugby, then came back, didn't quite work for him.
He won 2 World Cups with the All Blacks.
Yeah.
Do you mean rugby didn't work out or rugby league?
No, rugby league, like coming back, jumping back and forth.
Well, I don't really. I think tremendous. His manager went and said, how can we make more money? 1.6 million. He was only going to get
a year. Incredible.
Yeah. And he's got his family. He's got a wonderful family out Western Sydney looking after them as all the...
Girlfriend?
A lot of the... Don't know about a girlfriend. Can you probably check it out?
I'm looking for some extra cash.
You've got a husband who didn't win. Let's not talk about that. I was happy for him. I thought, yeah, good on you. Maybe you'll help. But wingers don't win your games, as I said yesterday. Brad Fittler on Saturday or Sunday on the Channel 9 footy show, he said, yeah, I'll pick him in Origin. No worries. If he's good enough, he's playing well enough, I'll pick him in Origin. I thought, yeah, righto. Why would you cut your nose off to spite your face if you're Brad Fittler? And then comes old beasting head, Gus Gould, who was taken off incredible
beasting head.
Doesn't he look like he's always just been stung by about a dozen bees?
He looks trim at the moment. He looks like he's lost some weight. Has he been on the man shake?
We better investigate that. I just looked it up before. Unexplained, large unexplained weight loss for Gus. No, he's not.
Sleeve.
No, I'm not saying cancer. I think he's...
weight loss surgery?
What's going on?
Man shake?
Man shakes, yeah. It'd be some... Anyway.
Why would you even bring it up? No one's suggesting.
I thought I heard someone say
he's not sick.
You heard someone say
it when you said it. It's when you heard someone say it in your head.
He looks good. He's taken some weight off.
If I could take those words back, I would. Good on you, Gus. You haven't been sticking your head in any beehives. I hate Gus Gould, by the way.
What has he said? Brad Fittler said I'd pick him in the Origin side.
Well, he was mean and nasty. That's what he said.
He made it so much worse trying to fix it.
He was mean.
Every time he scores a try, I don't think he does in our game, people are going to refer to the fact that he's going to rugby. Why do we need that? Go now. Don't let the door hit you on the arse on the way out. Oh. See you later. Oh. Gone.
Yeah, stick your head.
Strong opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So
did you just say that Gus Gould was mean after fat shaming him and then cancer shaming him and then bee sting shaming
and
him?
And head shaming
him. Head shaming him.
I need to have a look at myself, don't I?
Now, do you disagree with what he said, though?
Yeah, that's that, right.
You is hate him.
Got a right to their own opinion.
But is it a good point, or you think, he's an idiot?
No, God, the Blake's. Why can't he play for the next 2 years? He's doing what he signed to do. All this nonsense with signing too far out.
Well, he just went on to say that, you know, every time Joseph Suwali scores a try or does something good in the game of rugby league, everyone will be going, he's going to rugby anyway. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Well, it does matter, though, doesn't
it? What is this phobia they have, rugby league people have with rugby? Just all get along.
I don't like the look of it because I look at Herbie Farnworth and Thomas Flegler at the Broncos Dolphins game the other night going, they're going to the Dolphins. Like, I don't like knowing that they're not
playing for the Broncos?
Yeah, away. Bugger off, like in the NBA, like in basketball. You're on
Who
a new
are
team
you two,
next
Gus
week.
Girl.
Go now.
I think I've been stung by a bee.
Well, I would
actually, a lot of girls should have a look at what Gus Gould does.
Beasting lips.
Have you seen Gus Gould's
lips? Duck lips.
A lot of girls should get rid of the injectables and go and beekeep.
Oh, God. I'm just still not over you. Nearly fixing it.
What were you going to say?
He nearly fixed the Margo, and then he said,
I thought it was really mean.
You disagreed with Gus.
Just play. Like, got a contract here, just play it out and stop worrying about, bugger off, you went and signed with them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All these people, don't be paranoid about rugby. It's played in 160 countries of the world. It's fine.
I'm okay for him to play rugby, but if you're going to go now.
Go, bugger off, mate.
See ya. Don't sign a contract until you're ready to go. I don't like this through the year business nonsense.
We know you're going to end up on SEM with Paddy and Heels. Go now, mate.
They're on TikTok.
Bugger off.
He's been practicing his robot with his email.
Let's push on.
Okay, we're going to push on.
Unless Gus Gould's rung to tell us how he lost the weight.
No, I think they've blocked off the phones, knowing that they don't want anyone to call off the back of some of your comments.
Unblock them because we got Reds tickets up for grabs next. We actually have rugby union tickets.
They're playing the Crusaders this weekend. Breewees, you want to be there.
133-53 Reds tickets, and we'll leave you with Marto doing the robot. You'll see this on SEN's TikTok when you finally join Pat and Heels.
Okay, that's enough. Show me the money. Triple M's Money Week. And we spoke earlier, but significantly enough, April 1 is the date where most health funds put up their premiums. So it's significant to be able to talk to an expert in that area. And here he is right now, Steve Mickenbecker, the Canstar health expert. Hello and welcome to the show, Steve.
Good morning.
Well, mate, what do you know? Listen, can I ask you one straight up front? Do they, if you threaten to change, will they actually help you out in any way? Are they offering any premium reductions or any waiving, are they waiving waiting periods?
No, well, one of the, they're a little bit restricted in what they can actually offer. Now, there might be a waiver of waiting periods in some cases, but if you're already in a policy, you perhaps have already served the waiting period anyway. So they are quite restricted. But what they'll do is talk to you about different options. You know, there are lots of different policies around, but they're not in a position to give out-and-out discounts like when you go to the bank and say, look, I need a lower interest rate, otherwise I'm on the way. They really have a strict interest premium table.
Yeah, we just did this recently, Steve. We had the premium health cover, top health cover, which covers a lot of things that aren't necessary in our lives, like obstetrics. We're done with children, so we don't need that anymore. Weight loss surgery was another one that we could get rid of because that's not something that we're going to consider. And then there were other things, you know, like do you have issues with your back or your knees or your heart? Is cardiac important to you? And we sort of went, well, not at this stage in our lives, so let's get rid of that now, but it's something that we can reintroduce. So it's more about getting rid of things out of your policy that you then don't in turn pay for. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. You pay a lot more for a gold policy than you do for a bronze policy. You know, it can be a couple of $1,000 difference. That's a big amount to be paying for a lot of stuff that you don't need. Now, you do have to be careful about it. Yes, if you're a 70-year-old, you do not want to be paying for obstetrics. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But cardiac's one that you should be careful about getting rid of. You know, it's the biggest killer in Australia. Do you get rid of cardiac without thinking hard about it? Now, you don't have to go from all or nothing. You know, you don't have to go from gold all the way back to bronze. There's silver on the way, and you can still get cardiac cover in a silver policy. So when you're thinking about that downgrade, yes, important way to save money, but make sure you're getting the cover you need.
What's your best advice? If we're all about this week, Money Week, and trying to save ways to find ways to save. What's your best piece of advice in terms of health insurance?
Yeah, look, I've got a few things. First up, when you do review your cover, don't just let it ride. And compare policies. Compare what you're getting, though, as well as what you're paying. But what you're paying is important because, gee, the average gold policy is just under $5,000. That's a lot of dough. Mm. You do have to compare premiums. You can pay a higher excess. You can sort of agree to a higher excess to bump your premiums down, though. You need to choose cover that works. Now, you've got to look at the out-of-pockets as well as just what's covered. Mm. And that's really tricky for people. But I think Margot did hit the nail on the head. Do not pay for treatments you will never need. Find cover that doesn't have all of those extras because, you know, the highest gold policy covers all the bells and whistles, but it's $1,000, near enough $1,000 more than the lowest price.
Steve,
policy.
Remind me, is health insurance compulsory? Like, you know, when you get car insurance, you can opt for car third insurance, party. Or you just do third party insurance. Is that an option in health insurance? Because a lot, I know people who don't have private health insurance because they just don't value it. They don't see it a necessary spend in their life.
Yeah, look, first up, there are benefits in it. I mean, choice of doctor is a benefit at certain stages in life. Elective waiting list can be very long in the in the public system. Private room is valued by some people. So they're kind of the three benefits in terms of hospital. Then there's extras, but I won't go into that. Now, is it compulsory? Well, no, it's not compulsory. You can rely upon the public system. And you're paying your Medicare survey, surcharge.
The levy.
For that. But the trick here is that if you don't take out private insurance and you have a salary over $90,000, you'll be up for a Medicare levy surcharge. And that's a 1% minimum and goes up to 1.5%. So that can be, on some incomes, that can be a very high amount and will be enough to cover the premiums on your private health insurance.
They're gaming the system a little bit, aren't they, Steve, to force you into it to take the pressure off the public system by charging you money if you don't have it. So you basically end up thinking, well, I may as well just get private health.
Can I give you a direct example from my life, Steve? Our two children have left home now, 22, 23. We dropped them off our private health. There was no reduction in the monthly premium. Does that mean that they should get free health cover? What's the story there?
Yeah, look, effectively, that's what it is. For a family, the kids are basically covered for free.
Oh.
Now, that's a real benefit if you're a family.
It's a real surprise when you get rid of them and it didn't save us any money.
We actually have accident cover for our kids. And so if our kids have surgery or stitches, our health insurance company pays us.
Accident cover.
So when Memphis broke her elbow and had to have surgery and have it pinned, they paid me $5,000 for that surgery as opposed to me having any out-of-pocket expenses.
Yeah, okay.
So it's definitely something worthwhile looking into and seeing how you can pillage it best to work in your advantage.
Steve, we'll have to let you go, mate. Yes, Steve Mickenbecker, Canstar health expert. Appreciate your time this morning, mate.
Thanks for that. Cheers.
Good on you. Triple M.